This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. It's Bishcake, CB, and JP. That is the foursome. Going to get back into the Super Bowl with Will Brinson from CBS Sports coming up at 9:25. But joining us right now is Will Dawkins, GM of the Washington Wizards. Made a lot of moves last week, Will. What was the week like for you?
We weren't messing around.
I mean, we did the show on Friday. We did the Altcast, by the way, and you guys had like only six or seven guys available. It's crazy.
I think it was eight to start, and then by the end of the game, I think you had
because George got hurt.
Six bodies available.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, it was a busy week. It was a busy week for us.
Well, that's why they brought you in here, because you were going to just tear it all apart.
Did it work out the way you expected, you hoped, or did you leave some stuff out there that you were also hoping to get done?
Yeah, I would say the deadline is always wild. As you guys saw from some other teams, there was a lot going on. I think there was a shift overall in the NBA, but for us, we wanted to be active. It takes two teams and sometimes three and four to make deals happen, and a lot of times it comes down to the wire. So we felt that we were pretty fortunate to get what we got done. We obviously led some helpful players that I'd love to thank for their time that they were here with us, but at the end of the day, where we are to organization and the life cycle you guys are talking about of building it back up, we needed to shift towards more long-term stuff, and I think we accomplished that.
Now, are these mostly phone pitches or these texts or emails? Like, how does it take me through, like, a typical deal? Like, do you have to, like, be on the phone with the other GM or whoever's crafting the deal on the other side of you, whatever team you're dealing with? How does it work?
Yeah, so believe it or not, draft day, the movie, isn't necessarily accurate right. on everything when you okay. when you watch it and how you communicate back and forth. But it's mostly Michael Winger and I. We have a big crew, a big staff that prepares us and makes sure that we're ready. So we have a lot of scenarios already planned out, and it's kind of on us to execute it, but mostly through phone calls, to be honest. A lot of times it'd be quick follow-up texts just to lock it back in and make sure we're not missing anything, but then it gets to the emails where the deal's actually made. But for the most part, we're lobbing back and forth a lot of phone calls and making sure that we're keeping both of my phones charged at all times.
Now, going out and getting a Chris Middleton and going out and getting a Marcus Smart. Now, Smart's been hurt. Middleton's been hurt. We were just kind of talking about the lack of bodies you had on Friday night and into Saturday night. When do you expect those guys, those veterans, to come and kind of help out the young guys and replace some of those minutes?
Yeah, I think the cavalry will be coming after the All-Star break.
Okay.
We're going to make sure that we assess them properly, get them healthy, and start making sure that they're ready to go post All-Star break. So I expect that to be closer to the time where we see the full group together. But fortunately, some of the deals have gone through that hadn't gone through by the time we played on Friday and Saturday, so it made it a little tougher.
Right.
But everything's official, so we'll have 15 guys at least on the roster for tonight. And then once we get back from the deadline, pretty much everybody should be back and healthy, and but not the deadline, the All-Star break. So we should be able to kind of see that group. And like you said, adding those veteran players to come in and support as well with Malcolm Brogdon, like that's really going to help our young guys.
How many teams were interested in Jordan and maybe even Brogdon since they're veterans? And Poole had a great game on Friday night, man. He just couldn't miss. But were they calling you about those guys?
Yeah, I would say we get a call on a lot of our veteran players, as you can imagine. I wouldn't go down the deals that we didn't do or we could have done, but I'd say there's interest league-wide on the guys that we have, and that's a good thing. But we also have interest in them, and we also value them, and that's why we kept them here and look forward to what we have with them into the rest of the season.
Talking to Will Dawkins, the GM of the Washington Wizards, powered by Verizon. All right, let's get into some of the players. One thing I'll say is the young guys play hard. And we saw A.J. Johnson for the first time on Friday night, one of the new guys who was acquired. He makes the fourth first-round pick from this draft on the team right now. And he wasn't shy. He came in. I think he jacked up a shot the first time he touched the ball. Hmm. He had a dunk. Tell us about A.J. Johnson.
Yeah, that's a tough one when you get thrown in day of as you arrive and do your physical and haven't really got a chance to learn the offense. But he's someone that we tracked during the draft process. Our scouts traveled all the way out to Australia to see him practice, see him play. And the youth, the hunger, the athleticism, the quick twitch was something that we had rated pretty high. As you guys know, we feel pretty good about the three guys we actually drafted. But AJ was someone that we liked in the draft as well. So where we're at, giving ourselves another opportunity for a young athletic wing, I think that's important to us. With AJ, he spent most of the year so far in the G League, hasn't had a great opportunity with where the Milwaukee Bucks were to play impactful minutes. So we'll try to get him up to speed here in D.C. and give him a little bit of opportunity at the end of the season. But we look at him as someone that's going to have a really good summer and lead in the summer league and kind of build his way back up, kind of like a redshirt year this year that he's had so far. So we got to ramp him back up.
Hey, Will, thank God you're actually smart, because I'm looking on realgm.com, and I'm trying to keep up with all the first and second round picks you guys have acquired up until like the year 2031. And I'm just going to read a line of your 2028 second round pick, and you help me make sense of it. Less favorable.
Okay, I will try.
Your 2028 second round pick, less favorable of Washington and LA Lakers than other to Orlando via Washington to LA Lakers. To Orlando via LA Lakers to Washington. Denver 34 through 60 via San Antonio to Sacramento. Golden State via Portland. I mean, my head is spinning. That's just one second round pick. How do you make sense of all of this jargon? Because I don't understand it.
Well, first off, I'm not that smart, but I'm smart enough to have good people around me who can really understand.
All right, good.
Make sure that they break it down to me. But I would deduce that down a little bit. The main parts that you don't need to follow is where the pick came from, because that's when you get caught up in the minutia.
Okay.
At the end of the day, in 2028, we have the worst pick between us and the Lakers. The other one goes to Orlando, like you're saying, so just cut it out at that point. So if it's us or the Lakers, whoever has the worst record between the two, we get that pick.
Okay.
And then the second pick is Denver, 34 to 60. So as long as they're not 31, 32, 33, which is the bottom three team in the league in 2028, and we receive that pick pretty much wherever it lands. So those would be the two picks.
It's still confusing.
All right.
Hey, since you mentioned the Lakers, I know we're mostly going to talk about the Wizards, but give us a GM perspective. Did you catch any whiff of that Luka deal before it happened?
Yeah, how surprised were you?
And what's it like dealing with Rob Pelinka? Like, we remember him when he was playing at Michigan, right? He was a backup, Fab Five and everything like that. He looks like a slicky boy, like L.A. out all the time now.
But the jacket he was wearing, cost like $5,000.
Like, fill us in on Pelinka and how shocked you were by that deal, if you were shocked.
Yeah, I'd say where we're at as a team, we're a home that really helps teams that are trying to win now. And we have space and money and players that they want. So we were talking to every team. We were pretty involved and had an idea of what was going on. I think the reputation we've built is that we're a trustworthy place and a lot of our information doesn't get out when you deal with us. And that's important to us. So Deals where all-stars and Hall of Fame players are being shipped around, I've been a part of them. Those are hard to do, and you really have to trust the teams you're working with. And at the end of the day, I think they did what they thought was best for them, both Dallas and L.A., and good relationship with Nico, good relationship with Rob. Those guys are high level, and I hope it works out for both teams.
We're joined by Will Dawkins, powered by Verizon, the Wizards general manager. So that last sentence or two that you mentioned was makes it sound like there are other teams out there, not the Wizards, that are leaking information all over the place. Like, it sounds like you've got everything nailed down. You don't have a lot of people like out there, you know, like spreading rumors. But there have to be like a handful of teams that are kind of loose with the information.
Somebody's texting Shams.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Hey, I know the way that Michael wants the organization to run, and where I've come from, that stuff's important to us to be good partners, and that's important to us.
Well, so I don't know where you guys rank in terms of age, because you guys have so many young guys. I mean, I know that Middleton and Marcus Smart coming in, and, you know, there's a 10-plus year veterans, but I mean, what's the average age of this roster right now? It seems like there's a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah, it is young. It's definitely youthful. I think what's most important is going to be the age of the playing group. Yeah. If you look at the 10 guys in the rotation, we'll be a bottom three team just in terms of age. So for us, it's weird. I was talking to Coach Keith the other day after our first game, and you watch AJ go out there like you guys saw him, and it's like, okay, he played hard. He didn't really know the rules, but like he wasn't scared. Like, that's impressive for a rookie. And then we look and we're like, Keyshawn and Bub are rookies too. And we're asking them to guard LeBron and Evan Mobley. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, those guys are further advanced as their rookie year and 50 games in. So, like, those are the contributions we were looking to make. And hopefully Alex is back soon and he can get back on the floor. So for us, our guys that are playing are young, and it's coming to a benefit of us because it's just expediting their development. So the playing group will be top three youngest, probably number two. But overall, we're still top 10 youngest team. But we want to play those vets because they're going to help us on the court.
Right.
But also bringing in Chris and keeping Malcolm and bringing in Marcus. Like, those guys can compete on the floor, but also be really good in the locker room and help these guys learn and be mentors and have their back. Because physically, they're getting tested right now. But when you have Rashawn and Marcus Smart out there, like, you got some boys that will fight with you.
Talking to Will Dawkins, GM of the Wizard, powered by Verizon. Let's talk about Keyshawn in particular. I know we're all hanging out doing the Altcast on Friday night. EB kept comping him to Robert Horry, which, you know, great player, won a bunch of rings. The guys put up 24 points in January against Phoenix. So far in February in four games, he's been double figures three times. What's the upside on this kid?
Yeah, we kind of felt pretty good about Keyshawn once we got him in. We felt he went a little later in the draft, and we got lucky to get him where we could. He's someone that we've probably asked to do the most, play different positions throughout the day, throughout the year, from one all the way to the four. He's 6'8", probably 6'10", with his hair out. but defensively, the beginning of the year, we threw him out there, and he probably led the league in fouls. I think he was number two for a while in fouls per minute. But we knew by the end of the season that would be an advantage of his. And what we've seen the last 3 weeks defensively has been really impressive. And I think he's just grown more and more confident on the offensive end. He's one of our best decision makers. His plus minus when he's on the court versus off the court is one or two on our team right now. Like, he just finds ways to impact the game. And that's without him shooting at an extremely high clip, which at the end of the day, I think he will. So we're excited with how Keyshawn has progressed throughout the year, and I think the last 30 games, he's really going to take it to another level.
Do you like my Robert Horry comp?
I like it because he's an all-around player, and you can put him with any lineup, and he's going to make that lineup better. So from that aspect, yes. But I think he'll have the ball in his hands when it's all said and done a little bit more.
By the way, Jason's big on where people are from, and he always says where they're born, not necessarily where they grew up. Mm-hmm. He's Swiss, Jason. Did you know that?
I did know that. I remember looking it up.
That's right.
Yep.
He's one of the guys on your team.
Does he speak French too?
Fluent French, yes.
Yeah, you got a bunch of Frenchmen.
He's fluent French, so he fits in pretty well with Bilal and Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to that other guy, though, that you guys traded for, and then you just waved him? I was like, they're adding another Frenchman.
Sissoko?
City Sissoko? Yeah. A good young player. We just had another deal lined up, so we couldn't keep the roster spot. But he's someone that had played with the G League Ignite and had an opportunity there. And I actually had seen him play in Africa a little while ago. So very well aware of him. He's the type of player that you would take a spin on. But unfortunately, we needed the roster spot.
Is everything kind of going according to plan? Did you panic, by the way, when you won three in a row? You looked like you were going to win four in a row.
I would say what we planned for the beginning of the year was to develop and create the environment to a place that we're developing habits and giving guys opportunities to be unique. I think the coaching staff's starting to put it together. I think some of our players are starting to put it together. And no, I never panic when we win a basketball game, especially when we win it the right way. We welcome that.
Yeah.
What'd you do for the Super Bowl? What was Will Dawkins' Super Bowl experience like?
So we were, 4 or 5 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl as a Bills fan. The whole family was going 2 weeks ago. And in typical Bills fashion, couldn't pull it out. So we played it calm, had the family at the house, watched the Super Bowl. We were pulling for Jalen Hurts. As you can imagine, my whole family's from Oklahoma and went to OU and worked there. So we were pulling for Jalen Hurts. He's just a special young man and got to watch his story. So my house was happy watching the Super Bowl last night.
Oh, man. I forgot that you were a Bills fan. Yeah,
we thought you were a Patriots fan just from being.
Unfortunately not. Heartbreak again.
You missed out on all those titles.
Yeah,
I got to watch the parade 3 times down my street, though, if that counts for anything.
Well, I'm sure that was fun.
That's got to be brutal.
So who's going to guard Wemby tonight?
Rousing. Unfortunately, Alex won't be back. I was looking forward to that matchup. So we'll throw a couple different bodies at him, maybe throw some zone out there. But they've added to their team, so I'm looking forward to seeing how fast they are with Fox.
Throw Vooch in there. You got guys.
Hopefully Keyshawn's back tonight. We'll just mix it up.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, and real quick, how is Sarr going to be out until after the All-Star break probably with the ankle?
So he's getting really close. He's going to do some full court work today and tomorrow. Obviously, he was playing fairly well at the top of his game before he got injured, so we want to make sure that he's just healthy. I think the goal was to try to get him out there on Wednesday, but if not, I do think he'll be able to be there by Friday. So
okay.
We want those guys to enjoy their All-Star experience, and I'm happy for Alex, Bilal, and Bub to get that opportunity because that's special.
Well, Will, I'll say this. We were all really locked in on Friday night watching the game, and the guys play hard.
Yeah, they did.
I'll say that. They play hard.
No, that's the first step. Play hard, play smart, play together. And then we'll continue to develop and add more talent to the team as we go along.
All right, man.
I appreciate you saying that.
All right.
Are you guys coming tonight?
Well, I said I need wood seats.
We didn't get the tickets.
I need wood seats. Well, you got the power.
We don't have them.
I'm going to talk to our people. We got to get you guys there tonight.
Yeah. All right, let us know. If not tonight, we'll go to the next one. Just let us know.
Wednesday.
Fair enough. All right. We'll get it done.
All right, thank you, brother.
It's Will Dawkins.
Right, thank you.
Powered by Verizon. Good guy.
Good dude.
So look, it's a process, but you know, we had Jimmy Patsos on during the Altcast on Monumental Sports 2 the other night. We talked a little bit about the OKC team, and it didn't take 5 years from the turnaround. It took 3 years, but Jason keeps pointing out, but they got Shea.
Right. That's a huge piece.
He probably developed a little quicker than they thought.
Right.
I mean, he turned into a Hall of Famer in 3 years.
Yeah. It's pretty good development
for them. I didn't want to say it to Will, but especially the first half of that game, it was a pickup game. There were so many turnovers, and what was the average amount of time per team per shot? Like
about
3.5 seconds?
7 seconds, maybe.
I mean, it was a pickup game.
I remember there was one possession, too, where, do you remember, like, they're kind of kicking it back and forth? It was like, turnover, 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 shot, shot.
All right, three.
Jordan
pointer.
Poole, you said he couldn't miss the other night. I think he missed 16 shots.
I was just trying to give him props.
Yeah.
I realized he took a bite. But you know what? Wasn't that his career high?
Yeah, 45.
Career high.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back into the Super Bowl. Will Brinson, CBS Sports, next here on the Junkies.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last week we had good tickets to give away.
Yep.
We did it all week.
Mm-hmm.
We got great tickets today, too.
Yes,
Metallica,
we do.
Northwest Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to go see Metallica, who wants to see perform at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Would love to see that. Would love to go to that show, too.
By the way, what was your take on the national anthem?
I actually didn't see
it. Didn't see it?
Oh. I think I was upstairs.
Oh, with John
in the basement.
John Batiste. Whatever.
I had seen him before, but where's
he
been?
A star. Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
He must be from New Orleans.
I think he just jazzed it up too much for me.
It was long. It seemed like
it went under, though.
It did?
Still went under.
Hey, man. Maybe in the next segment we can talk about Valdez was telling Drab. He went to Chuck Lee's kid's birthday party at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Chuck Lee's son, I think, turned 4.
Uh-huh.
And Valdez says he couldn't be a parent. He was overwhelmed by 1 hour of watching kids.
This is too much.
He wasn't even watching them. Yeah. Supervised. He was just observing other parents.
Are you out, Valdez? Yeah.
Well,
are you just going to be the uncle?
Every parent looks so tired.
Yeah.
You won't get a vasectomy on the air.
I was telling Drab, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it, bud.
You just sacrifice.
All right. Told him my kid.
We'll talk about that next time.
Sometimes when my kid's 7. Sometimes my kid will have an activity followed by a play date. I drop off the kid from the play date, and on the ride home, she starts telling me she's bored. I'm like, I just set up a 3-hour play date, and he's coming from swim. And
they want constant attention.
Yep. All right, our pal Will Brinson joins us from CBS Sports. Will, how many kids do you have?
I have one 11-year-old boy.
Yeah.
What was the toughest year for you to raise your 11-year-old so far?
I just assumed it's like a running cycle of that year.
whatever year you're in currently. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, yeah, like, I mean, you know, each, I mean, you know, the twos and threes and like that age is like really tough because, you know, there's not like a lot of communicating. There's a lot of yelling. I mean, 11 was awesome because he'll be like, hey, Dad, let's have Nintendo night. And he kicked my ass at Tecmo Bowl, like 52-0. Like, it was worse than the Super Bowl. And he was like running up the score. Like I was Dallas for some reason. He was like, you know, the 85 Bears. He's just like running, like just running the ball down my throat over and over again. And so like that part's awesome. But you know, then you know, you have like scouts. Like we did scouts a couple weeks ago, and I'm sleeping on a tent on the ground in 22-degree weather, which is
sounds miserable.
Brutal.
I don't know which is worse, scouts like, or sleeping outside in 22-degree weather.
Hey, but you get good dad points for just doing that.
Yeah, for sure. And like it's a great like bonding time. And like I mean, I enjoyed it. Like I didn't think, you know, the next day, you know, when I woke up, like my side hurts, and you know, there's all this different stuff that you're doing. But it's like, yeah, this is awesome. This is not something you have to deal with when you're like when they're seven, but you know, here we are.
Hmm. All right, so you mentioned the terrible Super Bowl. What was kind of like your biggest takeaway from that?
So I wrote about this for CBSSports.com. I think this is kind of knee jerk because I mean I was going the other way, like if the Chiefs had won, probably, but I think we kind of have to hit the pause button on Mahomes and comparing him to Brady.
Absolutely.
Because you know, like Tom Brady would not have gotten blown out in two Super Bowls.
Right.
I mean, the Chiefs have been blown out twice, once against the Buccaneers. And I mean, granted, like, you know, Brady lost to the Giants when they were able to rush four, get the defense home. But I mean, like, they were crazy competitive, awesome games. You know, he was down 28-3 to the Falcons, but figured out a way to get back in the game and eventually win the game. I mean, at no point in either of these Super Bowls against the Bucs and then the Eagles last night did you have any real sense that the Chiefs and Mahomes were rallying something to like come back and win that game. And so we've seen him pull it off against the Niners twice, yep, where he really needed to come back, and then against the Eagles, of course, you know, a couple years ago. I mean, and we know he can do it. I mean, they do it all the time, and like he's an incredible quarterback. But it's like, you just can't get blown out at Super Bowls repeatedly and then like expect anyone to suggest you're the greatest of all
time. And by the way, Will, one of those blowouts was to Tom Brady. And Brady was 21 for 29 in that game for three touchdowns. Yeah. I mean, he was awesome.
How about the fact that Tom Brady has somehow been in the building for both of the Eagles Super Bowls in the history of the franchise, both of the games in which Patrick Mahomes was blown out.
Right. Like he's bad luck for him, right?
Yeah, he's good luck for the Eagles, or he's bad luck for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, and you know, like, you know, Nick Foles did out a tweet last night, like, trolling Brady, and I'm sure Brady's like, all right, dang it, like, Foles got me again. But, I mean, you know Brady's calling that game last night, like, yeah, dude, nobody's catching me. I'm the GOAT. Like, this is, if you're going to put this performance up while I'm calling the game, like, nobody's going to tell you that I'm not
the GOAT. I would love to know what he was telling Burkhart during commercial breaks.
Yeah. Well, and you know, like, you know, because he had those quotes this week, or maybe I can't remember exactly where it was. Brady's been talking a lot, obviously, but he's like, you know, he's like, I knew the Chiefs defense better than they knew it themselves. Like talking about it, you know, coming into that Super Bowl when he was at the Bucs, and like you, I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes wore a green suit to the stadium.
Mm-hmm. That was a bad idea.
You're gonna do that. Don't get your face kicked in by the defense.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Will, I don't think I'm the only one that noticed this. I think everybody had to have. Everybody except for Xavier Worthy on the Chiefs offense looked like they were running in quicksand. Like they just looked old and slow outside of Worthy. Like they need to make some major revamps on offense if they want to get back to the Super Bowl going forward, I would think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, I mean, remember, Rashee Rice is a difference maker.
True.
And, yeah, I mean, like, he went down early in the season, of course, but, you know, he probably should have been suspended anyway. It's worth noting, the last time they got blown out in the Super Bowl, the Bucs went, and, I mean, excuse me, the Chiefs went and, like, I think they traded for Orlando Brown that offseason, or you know, went and made like big time investments in the offensive line. I mean, the problem is, you know, we said this, and it's, I guess it rings a little true, but it's like, you know, you kind of need a Tyreek Hill type. And I mean, I think that, I mean, Xavier Worthy might be that guy, but yeah, I think the rest of the offense, it really, I don't know if it was like the score bug or just the broadcast itself. It just felt like the game is not like, you know, just wasn't enjoyable to watch, right? Like, wasn't really like palatable for the eyes. And I think the Chiefs looking so slow and so old was a large part of that.
I'll tell you what, if someone would have said, I'll give you 24 and a half points in the Chiefs at halftime, I would have liquidated my 401k. and I would have put it on. I would have been dirt poor. I mean, that was just shocking to me. 40-6 at one point. It's just, I did not expect it.
I mean, it was, dude, like, somebody asked me, they're like, has there been a shutout in the Super Bowl? And I'm like, I mean, I'm supposed to know that. I'm pretty sure the answer is no, but like, let me double check. And then I was like, I'm going to write about that. And then the Chiefs score immediately. Also, fun fact that I was told last night by somebody who went to Texas, but Xavier Worthy, the first Texas Longhorn to ever score in a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Isn't that insane? How is that possible?
Yeah, like, it's kind of random, yeah. We were talking about it earlier. Yeah. Props to Howie Roseman for all the moves, and his scouting department, obviously, too, but all the draft picks that have all hit. I mean, they've all hit. Because, you know, all these first-rounders over the last two drafts, I mean, they're all significant players. The trades he made, you know, obviously to go out and get AJ Brown and obviously getting Barkley. I mean, all of these moves were just huge for them.
Yeah, he hadn't missed. I mean, you know, he had Wentz there, and it wasn't, you know, he wasn't sure about it. So remember when he drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round? It was like aggressive. It was like a big deal in Philly. Carson Wentz was not happy about it, and you know, he obviously supplanted him, and Wentz is on. Well, the Chiefs now, you know, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, I think what's really impressive about what Howie Roseman's done with it is, to me, when you can lose Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, one guy who's definitely a Hall of Famer and one guy who's like a borderline Hall of Famer, but both guys who were like the literal backbone of your offense and defense, they are the two biggest leaders in your locker room of a team that, you know, had Super Bowl aspirations, you know, several years in a row. You lose them, and then you go win the Super Bowl with, like, the guys that you know, because you've replaced them with, you know, whether it's Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, is just unbelievable. You know, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, it's kind of – I don't know why more people haven't kind of tried to follow what he's done, which is just draft SEC guys.
Yeah.
Just draft from Alabama and Georgia, and it worked out pretty well. A.J. Brown trade was fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it's – like, Howie Roseman deserves – a ton of credit because this is a guy who, you know, remember he got like banished when Chip Kelly was there and somehow came back and has won two Super Bowls there.
Talking to Will Brinson from CBS Sports, it's funny you mentioned the draft Alabama guys because Washington kind of did that with Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne. They were going down that highway, and we had a discussion earlier. It was like, well, what do the Commanders need to do to get to Philly's level? I understand they played in the NFC Championship game, but when you watch that game, you're like, yeah, they're not close talent-wise. What do you think they have to do?
Good trade for Myles Garrett. That's a hot topic, right?
I mean, we've been talking about it. Yep.
I don't mind the idea of like, okay, so Washington has a young quarterback on a rookie deal. He's special. There's no questioning that. I mean, you know, even if Jaden Daniels has like a sophomore slump, he's still going to be really, really good. You have a late first round pick this year because you made it to the NFC title game. Like, you know, the pick ended up being like six spots later than because of the playoff run. You have to, I think you, if you trade for Garrett, you do it before the 2025 draft because you want to use that pick. And then if you have to use another one, you know, you're banking on, we add Myles Garrett, we have Jaden Daniels, we have Dan Quinn, we have all this talent. We're not going to be a terrible football team. We think the Cowboys are going to be pretty terrible. We're confident the Giants are going to be terrible. And, you know, the Eagles are a problem. But, like, you know, realistically, like, second place should be the floor for the Commanders in the division next year. So I think I'd be willing to, like, consider the two first to go get Garrett just because he's such an elite pass rusher, and that would be such a difference maker on that side of the ball for this team. You know, there's other stuff they got to do, too, of course. But, I mean, I think, you know, if you're the Commanders, you know, you got to chase the Eagles, but you feel like you're in pretty good shape.
Is Garrett good at stopping the run? Because we saw what Saquon did against Washington three different times this year.
I mean, he's a good player against the run. He's a better pass rusher, but you know, he's not going to stop Saquon from running. Yeah. I mean, like the problem with the Saquon thing, like, you know, if Saquon had signed on a big contract with the Giants and stayed in New York, he would have had a bleh season.
Right.
He wouldn't be winning the Super Bowl and be, you know, rushing, setting records for rushing yards and stuff like that, because quite frankly, he's running behind a great offensive line with a quarterback who's a great threat to run the football too, and he's just an elite running back who fits in perfectly with what the Eagles do and how they call plays.
Yeah, he probably would have had 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns for the Giants.
Yeah, in like 70 receptions, yeah. Like 150 receptions, because the Giants were always losing and checking down to him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Will, good stuff. Right, good stuff, Will Brinson from CBS Sports. Thanks.
All right, guys. See
you. All right. Thank you, buddy.
Remember, we got the Metallica tickets still to give away later in the program.
Later in the program? Just one segment left.
I'm just trying to keep them to stay tuned, EB.
All right. This bitter cold Washington winter weather is here. Can your home's heating system keep up? Ensure your family's comfort all season long by calling the 5-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. A Crop Metcalf 5-star technician is equipped with the top-notch training and experience to properly fix and maintain your system and can catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
All right, said we're going to give away these Metallica tickets. We're going to play Fact or Fiction.
Ooh.
So you're going to have to earn them.
Mm-hmm.
You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
You have a sample question you want to burn on the group?
I don't really want to burn any of mine because I only have three.
No worries.
All right, you know what? I'm going to burn one, but you better prep something if the first two callers don't win.
All right, I'll see.
I mean, it's a 50-50 proposition.
Yeah, hey, I want to win on this. I won't get it. What's it about? Is it about Metallica?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Then maybe I have a shot.
Look, I'm just going to give you the nugget.
All right.
There's an article I saw about Jim Harbaugh. I sent it in the outline yesterday.
I didn't see that.
Apparently, Jim Harbaugh eats like a kid.
Okay.
They say his dietary habits.
Was he chicken nuggets and that kind of stuff? French fries?
Yeah, Harbaugh specifically, they say.
This is Jim, not John.
Jim.
Yes.
Okay. John looks a little more sophisticated.
The L.A. Chargers really dietitian sat down, I don't know, was asked about some of the players and the coach's favorite foods.
Yeah.
Right.
And he said Harbaugh eats like a kid. Specifically, he loves chicken tenders, Uncrustables, and a halftime hot dog.
I mean, that is very rudimentary. Like, I mean, that's...
Uncrustables aren't good.
That's embarrassing.
Cakes, Uncrustables.
I've never had an Uncrustable.
You're not a PB&J guy?
Not a big PB&J person.
Oh.
I can think of 20 sandwiches I'd rather have before a peanut butter and jelly.
I disagree.
Peanut butter and jellies have got to be 20. In my top five. 20. I can't think of 20.
I don't need to
but you know what
that.
I like? I know what I'm kind of like Harbaugh. I like PB&J sandwiches, and I like Doritos with them.
With your PB&J?
Like on the side.
Because it kind of mixes the salt with the sweetness. And a glass of milk.
I bought a
That's a weird combo.
Drabby, I consider you a Doritos expert. I bought a new flavor because they crank out a million flavors now. Golden Sriracha. What
How
do you
is
think?
It? Is it pretty good?
I didn't try it yet. No, I just bought them.
What is it, honey? Like,
it says like tangy and sweet. Mm. I don't know. Might be a hit and a swing and a miss. I don't know.
Sometimes it's just
Doesn't
too
sound
much.
Right.
You know what? I just need...
I just
original
nacho
and
cheese.
Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch,
Cool Ranch and Nacho
Cool Ranch
cheese.
Is my number one seed, personally.
Yeah, it's very good.
But those two, I don't know that I need anything else.
Yeah,
So does Harbaugh, he probably likes just burgers and
pizza.
Chicken pizza.
He's probably never had sushi.
He's like
ever.
My kid.
Right. He eats like a kid.
Somebody on Saturday asked me what I was doing for the Super Bowl. We were just texting. And I was like, actually, it's my son's birthday. We're going to lunch, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you should check out the place in Rockville with the rotating sushi or something like that. I was like, you don't know my kid.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a no go.
That ain't happening.
So what did you guys end up getting for
him?
We
went to Yard House. He had chicken tenders.
chicken tenders.
Or chicken strips.
You know
whatever.
What? It saves you money. He doesn't have a big food palate. That's fine.
I don't know if it saves me money.
This week for dinners at my house, a bunch of leftovers. Nice. I got so many leftovers from this the weekend.
I guess I don't mind leftovers. I they're good leftovers.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some buffalo chicken dip when I get home, Cakes.
Did you burn the question? You didn't even burn
I burned one.
You did.
I have a couple others.
What was the question that you burned, though?
I said that I'm not going to give it as a question. I just gave you the facts. It was about Jim Harbaugh. I could have done that as a fact or fiction.
All right, let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
Brian. Fact or fiction, former Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy because he says he's blown through $100 million. Is that fact or is that fiction?
I got to guess. I'm just going to say fact.
It is a fact. Congratulations. You're going to see Metallica.
Very good.
He admitted he guessed.
You won two tickets to Metallica's M72 tour with special guest Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. That's coming up Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Yeah.
Drabby, that's line three, just FYI.
He was on a podcast.
I heard about
and
that.
And he said that he owes eight creditors nearly $3 million.
All right.
He claims his assets are worth just $50,000 or less.
He didn't even know anything.
He earned over $88 million in his career. Mm. In addition to off-the-field endorsements, he earned $100 million. He, on the podcast, said, I think I made $100 million if you count off-the-field and everything. I blew all my money.
I blew everything.
Did he blow it, or did he have like a money manager to swindle him?
But I knew he was busto a few years ago when he was like the head of or had bought an Arena League team, and he didn't pay them.
No, he says
they didn't get their paychecks. I was like, well, he's felt it. If he can't, like, you're not paying Arena League dudes like NFL salaries.
Correct. Who knows? I don't know his kid situation. Like, a lot of times, like, legal fees. Mm-hmm. You know, baby mamas, all that stuff can add up.
I'm sure
he says, the people in my life that I had in my life, they just took the money that I made in the NFL and they didn't make the money mines no more. You know what I'm saying? He said, because they put that away from my family, generations and trust, and then threw it out there. So whatever I made in football, I just saved it for my family, generation, my kids.
He should have hired me as his money man.
So maybe, because he'd still have a lot of money.
So maybe he had set aside some for his kids or whatever, so that they're secure.
So his money is gone, but maybe his kids' money is not gone?
Maybe his kids' money is in a trust, like when they reach a certain age.
And it does say here, so there was a financial analyst that kind of looked at his thing and said that they estimate that he made about $50 million after taxes.
Yeah.
And the analysis said that... he lost a lot due to his multiple lawsuits and lawyer fees, also unwise financial decisions.
Yeah, he's a dummy.
Yeah.
He should have $10
million
right now.
Jason, you'd flip out. He has $100,000 plus in credit card debt.
Oh.
And somehow it says here, he owes $296 to a plumber. He had to settle with private chefs.
Get Crop
and
Metcalf
moving companies
there
several times for unpaid wages as high as $38,000.
Uh-huh.
Cakes brought up the Albany Empire.
Yeah.
Where he couldn't pay the guys.
You know what? He's just stupid. He's just dumb.
He's just bad at his money.
And he's clueless.
He also spent a lot of money financing his career as a rapper.
Wow.
Yeah, the Kanye signed him or something.
That's the easiest way to burn your money.
Oh,
fancy yourself a rapper and then start pouring money into that.
This is a funny bit. He has his own media network. Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, I thought... Wasn't that the ESPN or something?
CTE.
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
That is kind of funny. That's a funny brand.
That's his like, Twitter handle
or
something,
right? Yeah, it is his Twitter handle.
Yeah. Yeah. Dick Drabby actually follows it. Don't you follow CTE?
Of course.
ESPN or whatever?
One of the most entertaining guys on Twitter.
Busto.
Hope he finds a way to monetize it because he needs some help in the sound of it.
I mean, it's sad.
He's struggling.
You know what? He's likely to end up homeless.
I mean... Sad,
probably,
but
because
he's got that mental issue thing going on too.
Yeah, hey, for $35, you can buy an AB Crackers shirt.
He'll get an NFL pension.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next, right here on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.